ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नष्ट की।
हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 डिलीवरेंस ऑफ यमलार्जुना ट्रीज टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 10 10 10।
देव संगिप्तम अप्यन्ते कृमि विद भस्म संगीतम भूतद्रुक् तत्कृते स्वार्थम किं वेद निरयो यता। देव संगीता
द बॉडी नाउ नोन as a very exalted person, like president, minister, or even demigods. Api, even if the body is so exalted, ante, after death, krimi, turns into worms, wit, or into stool, bhasma sangitam, or into ashes, bhutadru, a person who does not accept the shastric injunctions and is unnecessarily envious of other living entities.
Tatkrite, by acting in that way, swartham, self-interest, kim, who is there, veda, who knows, niraya yata, because from such sinful activities one must suffer hellish conditions.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, while living, one may be proud of one's body, thinking oneself a very big man, minister, president, or even demigod. But whatever one may be, after death, this body will turn into worms, into stool,
or into ashes. If one kills poor animals to satisfy the temporary whims of this body, one does not know that he will suffer in his next birth. For such a sinful miscreant must go to hell and suffer the results of his actions. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this verse, three words, krami, vid, bhasma, are significant. After death, the body may become krimi, which means worms, for if the body is disposed of without cremation, it may be eaten by worms, or else it may be eaten by animals like hogs and vultures and be turned into stool. Those who are more civilized burn the dead body, and thus it becomes ashes. Bhasma Sangitam. Yet, although the body will be turned into worms, stool and ashes, foolish persons, just to maintain it, commit many sinful activities. This is certainly regrettable. The human form of body is actually meant for jivasya tattva jigyasa, enlightenment in the knowledge of spiritual values. Therefore, one must seek shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu sheya uttamam. One must approach a guru. Who is guru? Shabde parecha nishnatam. A guru is one who has full transcendental knowledge. Unless one approaches a spiritual master, one remains in ignorance. Acharyavan purusho veda. One has full knowledge about life when one is acharyavan, controlled by the acharya. But when one is conducted by rajoguna and tamoguna, one does not care about anything. Instead, one acts like an ordinary foolish animal, risking his life. Mrityu sansara vartamani. And therefore, continuing to go through suffering after suffering. Nate vidhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Bhagavatam 7531. Such a foolish person does not know how to elevate in this body. Instead, he indulges in sinful activities and goes deeper and deeper into hellish life. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namah. So in this chapter, deliverance of Yamalarjuna trees. Yamalarjuna trees, Manigriva and Alkuvera, the two sons of Kuvera, they were cursed by Narad Muni to become trees because they were taking or frolicking in the waters with ladies and intoxicated and wearing a naked. So Narad Muni was passing by and he thought, this is not good for them. Narad Muni didn't take any offense. He's Rajrishi, Devrishi, he's Devrishi. He did not take any offense. But to correct their behavior, he decided to curse them. Generally we curse out of anger, but Narad Muni was not angry. He was trying to help these two boys by cursing. So he cursed them to become trees. But the benefit of the curse was that because they were naked, so trees are naked, So better you become tree, but when they ask for forgiveness, then Narada Muni said, curse cannot be taken back, but your realization will help you that I will allow you to take birth in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj as the two trees. And when Krishna will play his Okalbanda pastime, you will be delivered and you will see Krishna face to face. Not a bad deal. Because at the end, saw Krishna face to face and went back to Golok Dham. This cursing, giving blessings, has been going on for so many, 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 many lives, millions and millions of years. The whole Bhagavatam is full of. One time, one Maharaj, he came to our temple and he said, I am coming from a temple where a big incident happened. The daughter of temple president, she was married to the local director of Food for Life, and something happened that the daughter committed suicide. Then one devotee, senior devotee, was sitting, he felt very offended. He said, Maharaj, what is this ISKCON? And what is this GBC doing? These things are happening. Nothing is being done. That's why people are leaving ISKCON. Who was GBC? Chairman. And Maharaj said, don't become angry. GBC was Brahma. GBC chairman was Brahma. And daughter was of Daksha. And Food for Life director was Lord Shiva. So that happened. And GBC chairman, Lord Brahma, he intervened and settled the matter. So this is what has happened in the history. We can take lessons from there. We can understand that this Bhagavatam is still going on in Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. And here, what Narada Muni is saying, that we are proud of our body, bodily features, positions, exalted levels. Janmeshwarya Shrutasi Bhi Edmana Madha Praman. Queen Kunti mentioned in Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 26. We are proud of Janma, high birth in an aristocratic, righteous family. Janma Aishwarya, opulence, no need to work twice whole day. Shruta, very learned, PhDs, very nicely memorized all the verses of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Shruta, Shri, beauty. We become proud because of all this. By becoming proud, there's a huge problem. But Krishna said right there, and Kunkunti said right there, but Lord Krishna, because she is praying to prayers of Queen Kunti, the chapter's name is Prayers of Queen Kunti. She is praying because Lord Krishna is leaving now, Hastinapur, going back to Dwarka. After doing his pastimes of Mahabharata Yuddha, he is going back. Queen Kunti is praying. And she is saying that people become proud of their positions, people become proud of their possessions, beauty, wealth, everything. But Twam Kinchar Gochara, Lord Krishna, you are not accessible to those who are proud of their position of this. By whom you are accessible? Twam Kinchar Gochara. Those who have exhausted all the resources of counteracting the miseries of this material world. By money, by exercising, by dieting, by organic food, by so many ways they are trying to counter, but the dahik, davik, bhautik, threefold miseries nobody can stop. Everyone is inflicted. I may be even Lord Brahma. From end to Lord Brahma. Yastu indriya athvendriya indragopa. Lord Brahma said in Brahma Sahita that you or anyone may be Indragopa, the name of the worm who lives in the stool. Or you may be Indra, the king of heaven. He covered everyone practically. A worm living in a stool,
Indragopa and the Indra, the king of heaven, both they have to karman rupamapi, they have to go through their karma. Whatever action we do is all recorded. Karmana dev netrena jantur deho upapatti. Dev netrena, 12 cameras are focused on us. Nobody can escape. Even if I escape those 12 cameras, Lord is sitting in my heart, recording even every single thought. Isn't that embarrassing? Because whole day, I simply think the topics of sense gratifications. Believe it or not, Krishna is recording every single thing. He knows what we are doing throughout the day. When Parikshit Maharaj in chapter 19 of Canto 1 asked Shukdev Goswami Maharaj, who arrived after he got cursed, again cursed. Bhagavatam is full of curses and blessings and prayers and the rewards. So Parikshit Maharaj got cursed by son of a Brahmana, Shrangi, son of Shamikarishi. It was not a huge fault, but Parikshit Maharaj took upon himself, yes, I was at fault. I did a mistake. I must suffer. And he came after retirement, gave up all the kingdom and everything, and came to the bank of the Ganges. Of course, it was Yamuna, but it's mentioned like that. And he decided to fast for 7 days right away, fasting. And then, all the big sages, they all heard the news. Wow! Is like a thunderbolt. Raj Rishi, Parikshit Maharaj, he is going to die in 7 days out of the bite of a snake bird. What we are going to do now? What he is going to do now? Sometimes these curses are like, for example, I get a news that I had a backache for a month. I went to the doctor. They did tests on me. And they said, sir, you are at the last stage of your cancer. And you have maybe month or 2 months or 3 months max. You are finished. My first reaction would be, why me? I'm such a nice person, such a nice devotee, chanting my Satsang House every day. Why I'm picked by Krishna like this? I'm such a faultless person. Why this misery has come on me? Then I tried to become angry, because when this thing happens, anger comes out because I cannot do anything. Then I begin to accept it. Acceptance comes much later, but then reaction comes. I may go to the best doctors of the whole world. Nacha agadam balasyaneho pitro narsimha nacha. Prahlad Maharaj is saying to Narsingh Bhagwan, oh Lord Narsimha, nobody can, a boat drowning cannot be saved by the captain of the boat. A person dying of a disease cannot be saved by any medicine or a doctor. And a child whose father became his own enemy, who could protect such a child? Only you, or Narsimha, Lord Narsimha, you are the one who is for everyone. Akinchara gochara, one who has no resource, no place, no shelter, no help. Lord Krishna, you are the help, you are the resource, you are the friend of that Akinchan Gochara. But the hardest part is this Maya is so strong. Devi Esha Gunumai Mama Maya Durataya is my external energy. Durataya. Very tough. Very tough. सेम थिंग मेंशन हियर. प्रभुपाद कोटेड 7531 प्रहलाद महाराज. नत्ते विदु स्वार्थ गतिम ही विष्णु दुराशया जे बही अर्थ मानिना अंधागतांधेर उपनीयमान तेपी शुदांत उरिदामिनी बद्धा. ब्लाइंड इज लीडिंग ब्लाइंड. आई एम ब्लाइंड, यू आर ब्लाइंड, कम एंड फॉलो मी. पीपल डू नॉट नो. न ते विदु, दे डू नॉट नो. स्वार्थ गतिम ही विष्णु टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ द होली फीट, द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु कृष्णा यज्ञ. दुराशया एंड व्हाट दे हैव डन, दे हैव टेकन शेल्टर. दुरा बैड कनेक्शन, शेल्टर सपोर्ट. बही अर्थ मानिना, दे अज्यूम्ड दैट मानिना दैट दिस एक्सटर्नल मेटेरियल एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, if I take shelter, I can enjoy, I can be happy. Then blind is leading. Andha gata andher upniyaman. I am blind, I am writing a big book. I am Deepak Chopra or I am whatever big. Dale Carnegie in America. I can be anything big. And I am writing how to be happy. How to win your friends. 100 traits of successful businessman. I am writing big books. How to be happy. And I then commit suicide. Dale Carnegie committed suicide. And he wrote many books. How to be happy. How anyone can be benefited by those books? How can anyone be benefited by such a teaching? That's why people need to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Amla Purana. That is why it is very necessary. And it is also mentioned in the proper by Srila Prabhupada, take shelter. आचार्यवान पुरुषा वेद. भगवान आचार्यवान, भाग्यवान, धैर्यवान, आचार्यवान. वन हू टेक शेल्टर, वन हू हैज कनेक्शन. वन प्रभुपाद सेड वन हू इज कंट्रोल. प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेट आचार्यवान मीन्स कंट्रोल्ड. सो दोज हू आर टेकिंग शेल्टर, दोज हू आर कंट्रोल्ड बाय गुरु. तद विज्ञानार्थम स गुरुम अभिगच्छेत. अभिगच्छेत मीन्स मस्ट, नो चॉइस, इज नॉट एन ऑप्शन. इट्स नॉट दैट आई डिसाइडेड नॉट टू टेक ए गुरु. नो नो नो, यू कैन नॉट डिसाइड, यू आर फूल. यू मस्ट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ ए गुरु. दोज हू आर सिटिंग हियर, इफ दे हैव नॉट टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ ए गुरु, मस्ट टेक नाउ. नाउ इट इज अ टाइम. डू नॉट प्रोकेस्टिनेट. Do not postpone your plans of taking initiation. Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Shishi Gaurnitaya Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Do not procrastinate. Parikshit Maharaj asked, what is the duty of humanity? Especially one who is about to die. He asked for us. And Shukdev Goswami Maharaj is a Varyanam. Your question is very exalted, very wonderful question you have asked. Because this question will benefit the whole humanity. Varyanam, your question is very good, great question. Then he replied. Three chapters have been dedicated in the reply. Of course, the whole Bhagavatam is dedicated to those two questions. But the three chapters of Canto 2, first step in God realization, chapter 1 of second canto, second chapter, Lord in the heart, and third chapter, the Bhagavan Krishna, Supreme Person of Godhead, full feature, two-handed Shyam Sundar. So in the first chapter of second canto, Shukdev Goswami spoke about the same thing which is described again here by Narad Muni. What he said, that people, they are so much enamored by their own body. Deha apatya, children, kalatra, wife, adishu, brother-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, all laws,
आत्मसैन्येषु, मेरी सेना, आज इज माय आर्मी, दिस इज माय प्रोटेक्टर, दीज आर माय फ्रेंड्स, दीज आर माय हेल्पर्स, असत्सु अपि, बट दीज हेल्पर्स विल नॉट कम हैंडी, असत्सु, वाई दे आर असत्सु, वाई दे आर असत, वाई दे आर टेम्पररी, वाई दे आर नॉट इटर्नल, दे आर इटर्नल बट देयर बॉडी, असत्सु अपि. And what is the result of that kind of understanding? I am such a gross idiot. Pramatta, tasya nidhanam, one by one everyone is dying, one by one, one after another, one after another. Pramatta tasya nidhanam, pashyan api na pashyati, I see but don't see. Seeing means realizing. Seeing means realizing the fact that this body, antavattu ime deha, this body is going to end at some point. And this body is cause of misery. Maybe cancer, maybe fever, maybe headache, maybe backache, maybe stomach. All the time something is going on in this body. And even if in body is fit, this mind will not allow me to sit even for a second. I am Godas. I am being governed by my senses. That's why I am miserable. So here, all these people, all these positions, the goal of human form of life is, because here it is mentioned, thinking oneself a very big man, president, prime minister, yoga guru, share market guru, big business tycoon, make money like this, president, whenever a president is elected in the United States, they say, most powerful man in the whole world. Controls the biggest army of the whole world. One time Prabhupada was walking with the devotees and there was one monument of an ex-president of the United States, and devotees of Prabhupada, ex-president of the United States, maybe Washington, I don't know, I don't remember. Then Prabhupada said, okay, first of all his statue is there, birds are passing, stool on his statue, that's one thing. And second thing, where is he now? Is he still president? Do you know? He's finished. People might be saying at that time, oh, without Modi, without Washington, without Johnson, without this prime minister, without this economist, how this country will run? They are finished. Country is still running. No cares. Finished. Go ahead. People even forget. They remember sometimes just as on the anniversary, death anniversary, minor ceremony and they finish. They put them in a photo frame and hang on the wall. So this is the material life. We try to accumulate so much toys and wealth, but won't come handy. Alexander the Great, when he was about to die, he conquered the whole world almost. When he was about to die, he asked his doctors, could you please all of you consult and look at my disease and consult among yourselves and discuss how my life can be extended even for just 2 years. I will finish my remnant of the work which I had a plan to conquer. I will finish that off also. Then the doctor said, sir, you have a severe disease. What do you speak of 1 or 2 years? We cannot even give you 1 month. Then he said, if you give me that 1 month, I will give you my half of the kingdom of the world.
And then the doctor said, sir, we cannot do it. We are helpless. We are doctors, but we cannot stop death. You are destined to die. Then he said, okay, give me just one day. I will give you the whole kingdom. And doctor said, no, we cannot even do that. You may give us all of this, but we cannot extend even for a day. Then Alexander the Great, he realized, I spent my whole life in winning this whole world as my kingdom. And now today, I spend my whole life, all days and years and months and days, and now I cannot get even a day by giving all of that. Why the hell I did that? He realized that. And then he realized, he asked them, okay, now he called his ministers, my dear ministers, you all know that I am about to die. And you have just seen that they have given up. I cannot even get in a day. What do you do when I die? My casket, put all the diamonds and rubies and gold ornaments on that casket. And it's a little unusual, I'm asking you. What do? You put two circle holes on the both sides and put my hands out from my casket when you take me to the for burying. And the path of the, you know, chapel and everything, that should be of gold plated and all the diamonds and everything. And one of the ministers asked, sir, why you are asking all of these? He said, because I wanted to. And fourth thing I want is, all these doctors who are sitting here, they must carry my casket. Now, why are you asking all of these? Because I'm asking this because I wanted to show the whole world from my own example that Alexander the Great came empty-handed and going empty-handed. Nothing could go with him. And all the diamonds and gold and rubies that I collected, gathered, looted, whatever, my casket is bedecked with all of that, and my whole pathway for my place, that they're all, everything is left behind, nothing could go with me. And all the doctors were also present because they are carrying my dead body now. Beautifully decorated dead body. That will show to the whole world, nothing is going to work. Mrityu sarvasya harascha aham. At the time of death, you may be whatever you are, I take away everything from you. Just do not effort, put so much effort in these pursuits. Live a life of self-preservation. Simple living and high thinking. Do not overindulge. Atyahan priyasascha prajalpa niyamagraha janasangasya lalyam cha shadvir bhakti vinashyati. Rupa Goswami in Upadesha Amrita, Nectar of Instruction, he mentioned that atyahar priyasa, overeating, over collecting, over endeavoring, nonsense talking, gossips, newspapers, magazines, TVs, news, soap, opera or dramas or theaters or music, whatever is there, is all not going to help. Don't waste your time into that. Simply endeavor for self-realization. Tattva jigyasa jivasya. The human form of body is actually meant for jivasya tattva jigyasa, enlightenment in knowledge of spiritual values.
పరాభవస్తావద్ అబోధ జాత యావాన జిజ్ఞాసం ఆత్మతత్వం. పరాభవ్, ఆల్ అవర్ ఎండెవర్స్ ఆర్ డిఫీటెడ్ పరాభవ్. యావాన జిజ్ఞాసం ఆత్మతత్వం, జప్ తక్ అంటిల్ వెన్ వి డూ నాట్ ఎండెవర్ ఫార్ ఆత్మతత్వం. హూమ్ ఐ, వాట్ ఐఎమ్ డూయింగ్, వాట్ ఇస్ మై డ్యూటీ, వై ఐఎమ్ సఫరింగ్, ఆన్సర్ దీస్ క్వశ్చన్స్. Or get answer these questions, answer of these questions. That is the human form of life. Ahara nidra bhay maitunam, eating, meeting, sleeping, defending. Ahara nidra bhay maitunam samanya medat pashubhi naranam, common between animals and humans. Dharmo hi eko adhiko vishesho. Because when I teach Bhagavad Gita to 250 students in university, nowadays it's online, this is the very first verse I quote to them. I start from here to bring them to the basics. Dharmo hi eko adhiko visheshyo. To know who am I, to know what is my duty in this world, to establish the lost connection with Krishna, our Supreme Father, that is the human form of life. Otherwise we are just polished animal. And that is why it is recommended here, human form of life. The process is given by Srila Prabhupada. The philosophy had never been so transparent and clear as it is now by the expert purpose of Srila Prabhupada. No need to go anywhere, no need of any shelter other than Srila Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. I don't want to give up this shelter, because after many, 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 many millions of lives of human form or animals or 84 lakh, so 8.4 million species of life. I have been through all of them. And now the philosophy is very clear. Srila Prabhupada, Jagat Guru, Acharya of the time, he has established me, because if it had been 50 years back, impersonalism was devouring the whole world. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane. Paschatya Desha doesn't mean, one time I was talking to a group in Delhi and they said, Srila Prabhupada gave teachings for Paschatya Desha, Western. So you preach there, don't preach to us, we know everything. But Paschatya Desha is not the white Americans or Europeans. Paschatya Desha is the mentality which is pervading now in the whole world. What is that mentality? Rinam kritva ghratam pibet, back borrow steal. Rinam kritva ghratam pibet, yava jivam sukham jivet, enjoy, back borrow steal. Charvak Muni said, asya bhasmasya dehasya kuta punaragman bhavet. Who is coming back? No, finish. That's why enjoy this life as much as you can. People, even if they are diagnosed with terminal disease, they do not know what to do. They think, oh, I'm going to die in 1 year because cancer is spreading. Better I enjoy like anything, whatever is left to enjoy. They become more trapped, they become more miserable. In next life they suffer like anything. Sometimes they put into hellish life. Instead he indulges in sinful activities. If I am a devotee, what would be my reaction? I am diagnosed with cancer, what would be my reaction? Parikshit Maharaj, we have lesson. We know what Parikshit Maharaj did. Do the same thing. We need not to ask anyone what to do, because we know Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON, we know what to do when miseries are hitting us. Our reaction will be a lot more different than those who do not know the philosophy. That is why there is a need to preach this philosophy all over the world by distributing books, જ્યારે દેખો તારે કહો કૃષ્ણ ઉપદેશ, અમારા આજ્ઞા ગુરુ હોયા તારો હિ દેશ. When I went to do my PhD in America, I was very much Indian, very much proud of my philosophy. And when I got these books, I began to read. I realized, no need to hate anyone. Simply just preach Krishna consciousness, that's all. Do not engage in bodily platform of understanding. Your status will be much lower, like animal. Narad Muni said, Pancharatra, Narad Pancharatra, Narad Muni said, Sarvapadhi Vinirmuktam, get freed from all these designations, thinking big man, minister, president, demigod, whatever. Tatparatyena Nirmalam, then you become, why Nirmalam? Because as long as I am thinking I am this body, Deha Patya Kalatra Adishu, I am engaged in my own body, my relatives, my family, my friends, my nation, my society. As long as I am thinking like that, I'm no better than an animal. A dog is also barking another dog under the street. Is that the life we want to live? Shwaya vara ustra kharer sanstuta purusha param. Shwaya, dog, vara, hog. Shwaya vara, ustra, camel, kharer, ass. This type of mentality, like camels and asses, eating, mating, sleeping, depending whole day. Or is that human form of life? Is that a very small life? That is why Srila Prabhupada gave us Srimad Bhagavatam, nice purpose, wonderful. Go anywhere in the whole world. I have been meeting, I met so many sannyasis and gurus and read so much literature. But when I came to Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita purports and translations, nothing like that. Even Acharyavan, just one word, and look at Prabhupada's translation. Acharyavan means controlled by Acharya. Somebody could have translated one who possesses Acharya. Bhagavan possessing six opulence, Dhairyavan possessing patience. But Prabhupada is controlled by Acharya. Not having Acharya in his plate or in pocket. No. This is power of Srila Prabhupada. The best word he will bring and deliver us. Acharya. Acharya means one who teaches by his own example. Prabhupada taught us how to live a grihastha life. Prabhupada taught us how to not to give up preaching and chanting, even though he was in a very precarious situation when he went to the United States. He never gave up preaching. Never blamed Krishna, you have done this to me, why? I was nicely preaching, you interfered badly. That is the point. That is the whole point of. And moreover, sometimes Rajoguna, but when is conducted by Rajoguna Tamoguna and does not care about anything, instead he one acts like an ordinary foolish animal. Rishabh Dev, when he was speaking to his 100 sons, headed by Bharat Maharaj, he said same thing. What he said? Nayam deho deho bhajan nirloke kastan kaman arhati vit bhujang ye tapo divyam putra ka jena sattvam shudhyad yasmad brahma sokhetanantam. My dear sons, please do not engage like hogs and dogs. It's 2-liter hog. Nayam deho deho bhajan nirloke. You have come to this material world. Kastan kaman you work. Diva charte hiye rajan kutumba bharanen vaparikshan. Maharaj was told by Shukdev Goswami. What people are doing? Whole day they work hard. Kastan kaman, get some money. And Nitya, Ratri, they become engaged in sinful activities, getting entrapped in the reactions. What is this life? My dear sons, please, please, for example, if somebody, one of my friend, he is coming from Mysore and he's brought a big log of sandalwood for me as a gift. And now, after a week, when he visits me again, he finds me that I have put the log in the fire and getting heat out of it. It's very cold outside, so I'm getting heat. Then my friend said, "What are you doing? I brought this sandalwood for you out of the way from Mysore just to put it by rubbing slightly and take chandan and put it on your forehead and have this beautiful, wonderful smell. Instead of that, you put the whole log in the fire. What is this nonsense?" Similarly, this body, human form of body, has a meaning. Adhruvam tadpi arthadam. It is temporary, but it has a huge meaning into it. Adhruvam tadpi arthadam. What is that artha? What is the meaning? It should be used, utilized very, very carefully. Every day chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We have come to ISKCON. We have started chanting. We have started taking prasadam. We have started following 4 regulative principles. But one thing which is the basis of this whole ISKCON or books or everything, that is the chanting of our 16 rounds right in the morning before Bhagavatam class, if I don't have a seva of that time either. But in general, 99.999% devotees must follow these instructions, that rise before sunrise, 2 hours before sunrise, attend Mangal Aarti, chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles. If we do that, Srila Prabhupada gave a guarantee, you will go back to Godhead. Nobody can stop you. This is the power of Acharya. We may not be fully perfect. We may be 70-80% okay. Still we have faults. But Srila Prabhupada has given us guarantee that I will take you back to Godhead. 4, 16, 4. Chant. Rise 4 o'clock in the morning. 4. Chant 16 good rounds. 16. Follow 4 regulative principles. That is our slogan. That is our basic. Books are the basic basis. What are the books are the basis? And utilize the principle. Whatever we have got, house, family, children, utilize all of that. Engage all of that in service of Krishna based on the books. Because it says here. Because miscreants, they do all of this out of ignorance. They do not follow. Pravartim cha nivirtim cha janana vidurasura. These asura-like mentality, this paschatya mentality, beg, borrow, steal, enjoy, this mentality is very dangerous. It must be given up. And to hold on to that platform, that we are following 4 regulative principles, that we are associating with devotees, that we are reading Bhagavatam, that we are rising every day morning, this platform which we have achieved by some or the other reason or the causeless mercy of devotees or Krishna or Guru or Srila Prabhupada, to hang on to that platform, one basic thing. Never forget that basic thing, and that is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Never give that chant, never give up that chanting. If we do that, nobody can save us. Even I may be in ISKCON for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, Nagati Kutopi. If I leave Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON, Nagati Kuto Api. Nobody can save me. I can get reinitiated by some pseudo sadhu who can just speak of what I want him to speak. But that will take him and me both to hell. Andha gata andhe rupaniyamana. Never leave Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Hare. Thank you very much. Any question or comment, please.
take microphone and speak up slowly and loudly if you have any questions. There you go. Yeah, okay. Wonderful, wonderful question. How do we approach to those who are engrossed, engaged in sinful, materialistic life? How do we preach to them without getting affected? Very good question. Srila Prabhupada?
No, it is not my question.
Okay.
My question is, when we are seeking self-realization and we eventually land up meeting those who can educate us, but after some time we see that their own ways and lifestyles are very perverted in comparison to the teaching that they usually share, how should we react to that situation?
Thank you, because I always re-quote the question to make sure that I understood the question. So the question is, if we are being educated within ISKCON or elsewhere by a person or a devotee who we see is not exactly on the platform what Srila Prabhupada taught us or the teachings, he is adjusting the teaching. This happened. One great disciple of Srila Prabhupada early on, he took sannyas, and very early top 12 disciples of Srila Prabhupada, the first disciples, and one of them, he distorted. What he said, why you are chanting so loudly? It's disturbing everyone. Chant very quietly, you know, in your own mind. He distorted. He started writing his own Bhagavad Gita again on top of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Another mistake. So whenever this thing happened, this is called fall down. Person fell down, people know him, who was he? He fell down, got police cases, so many things happened because that's Maya. Defying Guru, defying Guru's position, minimizing his position is a sign of fall down. And we approach such senior devotees, if we see them, we do not want to take a position of correcting them. For them, ISKCON is an organized society. We have a governing body commission, we have full organization taking care of all those things. We have checks and balances and corrections. When we see awkward behavior by any devotee, sannyasi or priest or president or whatever, we try to counsel by the group of senior, most exalted sannyasis and devotees and authoritative people. They do it. We don't take that position. But we simply, if we see deviation, we avoid. Like I was walking in Goshala one day, and I saw very senior devotees distorting the philosophy. But this is what not Prabhupada said. Instead of arguing, I avoided, paid obeisances, and left. So, whenever, because Sadhu Shastra Guru, when I teach Bhagavad Gita to students, I always say, three things must be corroborating with each other. Sadhu Shastra Guru. For example, one time I went to London, and I had to go to Trafalgar Square. I went to the information booth, and asked him, I want to go to Trafalgar Square. He said, yes, you will see Odeon Cinema, you will see High School on the right, and after 2 kilometers, you will see this, that. He gave me all the information, how to go there, or what would you see on the way. And then he gave me a map. And then now I came out and could get a taxi. So now three things I have at hand. The map of London. The taxi driver is a guru. Map is like Bhagavad Gita. And that person on the information booth is like a sadhu. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru.
all three now I'm looking at, I'm aware. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. Going to Trafalgar Square, okay. Odeon Cinema on the left, high school on the right, map, yep, same road. Yeah, hippos, all three are matching. If they don't, we have to stop right there. Driver, stop here, please. Because you are taking me wrong direction. You are my guru, but you are not right because you are not matching here with Sadhu and Shastra. We have to keep our eyes open. We are not blind people. Blind faith is bad. So we have to be always looking at, sometimes it happens. Sometimes by mistake, somebody may commit some mistake. It happens by mistake also. But we don't want to criticize, because if we criticize the person, we get the same thing in myself. Believe it or not. If I see some bad behavior in somebody, and if I start gossiping, oh, look at that. The moment I do it, the same bad quality will come to me. It is very clear. I don't want to make it a gossip of the town, gossip of the temple. I want to report to the authorities and just, my job is over. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And it's a concern. It's not the person is bad. It's a concern about the person's behavior. We need to correct it, help him in correction. That's all. Very good question. Any other? Yes.
Probably you were speaking about simply living, I think. So, how can we understand that we are living simple and overthinking is high?
Very good question. Simple living, high thinking. What does that mean? How we can do that? Srila Prabhupada gave a slogan. It is written on many books. Chant and be happy. Because simple living, we cannot hang on to that platform for long. Simple living platform, we cannot. We can go there at the simple living platform, but we will fall down very soon. Why? Because we have given up our chanting. Simple living means chant our rounds carefully, attentively. Anyone who is in, within ISKCON or outside ISKCON, if you are not feeling ecstatic while chanting your 16 rounds, if ecstasy is gone, it means simply that knowingly or unknowingly, I have committed an offense. Because ecstasy will just go away, right away. And ecstasy will come if, because disease means I am not behaving what is inside and what is outside. There is inconsistency in my behavior. In my mansa, vacha, karmana, they are not in line. 3 points, mansa, vacha, karmana, my mind, my speech and my activities, if they are in line, free from all encumbrances, free from all disease, free from, because disease are from mind. And when mind is satisfied, yes, what I study, what I preach, what I do, they are all in line. Then I become free from all anxieties. Otherwise, my existence is full of anxieties. Nobody can stop it. I'm putting myself in trouble, myself, my own. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu. You take off the mask and make it clear, so, because I don't know. Very, very good question. What to do as a devotee when family members, they could be parents, they could be children, they could be wife or husband, when they are not supporting how to execute Krishna consciousness. It can be answered in several ways. One way, Srila Prabhupada gave a crude example, like a lady who has a paramour, she does all the household things very nicely. And nobody can feel that, oh, she has something else in the mind. So same way, we can have Krishna consciousness in our mind, in our heart, in our activities, and do not preach to parents, do not preach to family members. Why? Because I am not strong enough at this moment to be able to counter their arguments and opposition. I am not very strong. So in the beginning, I would advise not to reveal your mind, not to reveal your activity, not to reveal your Krishna consciousness to those who are opposing in your family right in the beginning. Once you become fixed yourself, become strong in yourself, then you start preaching to them gradually, not by arguing, but by loving, but by caring, but by giving them prasadam, by serving them nicely. Then parent will say, many parents in America, when their devotees joined Prabhupada, then the parents were opposing. But one parent came to Prabhupada, Swamiji, my son doesn't obey me, doesn't live with me, he's living with you, you have taken away my son, and now, but one good thing I want to mention, he has become a better person now. He is very obedient, very nice to me. He sometimes brings the cookies that you give him in temple. So we want to serve them and perform our all duties so nicely and remain fixed in our own austerities and chant our rounds before everyone is up. They even do not notice that I have finished my rounds. I can do anything now what I want, but I have finished. So the power is, first of all, fix yourself. Do not argue. Dante nidhaya tinakam padyor nipatya kakoshatam etad ehabramimi. He sadhvo sakal vihaya durad chaitanya chandra charane kartanuraga. Dante nidhaya tinakam, putting a straw between the teeth. I approach materialistic people, my parents, my wife, my husband, my children, my boss, my society, my friend circle. I approach them with folded hands. Kako shatam, I bow down to your feet, and 100 times I fold my hands. Hey sadhu, oh learned man, oh learned father. Like Prahlad Maharaj said, oh asur varya dehinam, my great father, great demon, best of the demons. So I want to call my father. Sadhu, you are learned in my father, you are learned in my wife, you are learned in my husband, you are learned in my boss. Sakal vihaya durad, whatever nonsense you have learned, please give it up. Please. Then what do you do? What I ask? Chaitanya chandra charane kartanuraga. Just become attached to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, my father, my brother, my mother. I ask her, chant. She said, no, I can't. My mother rejected. But then I continuously massaging her feet every day. She said, ask my son, what do you want? I'm very pleased because you massage my feet whole night, 2 hours. I said, mom, I want nothing. I want you to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And she agreed. And at the time of death, she could predict her death 2 hours before. I was in USA. I called her, mom, I want to come and see you. No need to come. I am okay. Your brothers are helping me. If you want to come, can you come at 12? I said, 10 o'clock in India. You're talking 12 o'clock. How can I come from USA to India in 2 hours? She said, then don't worry. She left body exactly at 12. Hare Krishna.